KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 51 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 76. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The brother of a man who died after being transferred from a Clarinda mental hospital closed by the state is blaming his death on the move to a private center. The Des Moines Register reports 65-year-old Robert Hansen Jr. died July the 1st at a Des Moines hospital. He'd been among fewer than 20 patients at the Clarinda Hospital's geriatric program when Governor Branstad closed the center at another mental hospital in Mount Pleasant. Hansen, who suffered brain damage in the 1980s, was moved to a Perry nursing home on June the 8th. His brother, Tim Hansen, says he became severely dehydrated and was transferred to a Des Moines hospital where Robert Hansen died. Tim Hansen says the Clarinda nurses had offered superior treatment. Robert Hansen Jr. was the second patient to pass away since the closure of the Clarinda facility. In April, 87-year-old Richard Webb died 2 days after he was transferred to a Shenandoah nursing home. Branstad spokesman Jimmy Center said the governor offered his condolences on Hansen's death. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Tuesday issued a report on arrests. They said on July the 2nd, an Atlantic man was arrested on drug charges. 25-year-old Alexander Paul Dvorak had been taken into custody on charges that include possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Dvorak was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remains held on $10,000 bond. On June 29th, as the result of a report of the theft of a vehicle and some personal items from a rural residence in Oneida, deputies at the Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested 19-year-old Sarah Jo Porter of Oneida on charges of burglary in the third degree, theft in the second degree, and possession of a controlled substance. Porter was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $7,500 bond. On June 27th, deputies in Cass County arrested 28-year-old Rebecca Ann Edwards of Puxico, Missouri, on charges of assault on a peace officer, public intoxication, and interference with official acts. Edwards was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on her own recognizance. On June 26th, the 20-year-old Wyatt Lee, sergeant of Council Bluffs, was arrested by deputies in Cass County on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Sergeant was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on his own recognizance. And on July the 3rd, Donald Leo Laurie III turned himself into the Cass County Sheriff's Office on two Cass County warrants for violation of a no-contact order and failure to appear. Laurie was booked and released on $825 bond. The Creston Police Department reports this morning the arrest Monday night of 35-year-old Dustin Kilgore of Creston. He was taken into custody on charges of violation of a protection order and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Kilgore is currently being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. One person is in custody in Pottawatomie County following a shooting incident Monday evening in Underwood. The Sheriff's Department said deputies were dispatched to 110 2nd Avenue in Underwood at around 7:15 p.m. in reference to a male subject with a gun. During their investigation, it was determined 50-year-old Michael Weiss of Underwood and 37-year-old Carlos Villalobos of Council Bluffs had been in a verbal disturbance over storage of property. During the incident, Weiss allegedly produced a handgun and fired 3 shots. Villalobos was not hit by any of the rounds. Weiss was arrested on charges that include intimidation with a dangerous weapon, assault while displaying a weapon, reckless use of a firearm without injury, and felon in possession of a firearm. He was taken to the Pottawatomie County Jail. The Iowa State Patrol and Division of Criminal Investigation assisted in handling and investigating the incident. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office is warning area residents about persons allegedly involved in asphalt scams in Pott County. Sheriff Jeff Danker said yesterday an asphalt scam is when an individual approaches a resident and claims to be working in the area doing road resurfacing. They tell the victim they have leftover asphalt and that they can pave a driveway or whatever surface for a substantially reduced rate. The person will generally want the money up front and when or if the work is complete. Danker said the victim is left with a shallow covering of asphalt that's so thin it will not last under the weight of a normal vehicle. He says if you're approached by anyone trying to sell you goods or services for a rate too good to be true, it generally is a scam and you should check the company out prior to entering into any type of agreement or providing any type of payment to them. In addition, he said you should report such activity to your local law enforcement agency immediately. In the funeral announcements, Victor Conrad, age 65, of Harlan, died Friday. A memorial service for Victor Conrad will be today at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Margaret Maggie Ellsbury, age 69 of Atlantic, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Maggie Ellsbury will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Huckenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Janice Schubert, age 94, died March 23rd. Joseph Schubert, Jr., age 95, died in December of 2014. The couple were residents of Lakewood, Colorado, and formerly of Wyota. A committal service of cremains for Janice and Joe Schubert will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita, with a time for family and friends to follow at the Buck Run Lodge in Anita. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.